Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Dr. Paul Marciano is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Paul is a new friend. He is an authority on employee engagement and retention. He earned his PhD in clinical psychology from Yale. He's the author of Carrots and Sticks Don't Work. And he's our new friend, Paul Marciano. Welcome to the show.
Jim, thank you. It is an honor to be on your show, and thank you for all you do for the small business owners out there.
I appreciate that, and I'm proud of you for writing this book because it's an important one for small business owners. You know, Paul, as I was saying in the previous segment when I was telling the audience that you were going to be joining us, small business owners are in a pretty unique situation right now. I'm somewhat of an authority on the workplace in the last several decades, and I can tell you I don't remember a time when there were as many diverse generations as there are right now. We've got folks who are older than the boomers who are still in the marketplace. We've got lots of boomers. We got the Gen Ys who are in their 30s and 40s. The Gen Xers. We got the Gen Ys who are just now coming into the marketplace. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty diverse workplace landscape, and it often creates a lot of challenges for a manager and for business owners these days, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's incredibly challenging, and as you know, the smaller your organization, the more important every individual is. And the greatest advantage you can have as a small business owner is to get your maximum effort from each individual.
Well, that's right, because we're all wearing a lot of hats. As I've said many times, we have too many hats to wear and not enough heads to put them on.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that the title of your book says it all, I think, Paul, Carrots and Sticks Don't Work. I grew up in the 20th century when the carrot and the stick approach was the classic management style, wasn't it? And I agree with you. I think that that's changed. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, you know, this is not the greatest generation. You know, my grandfather, Lorenzo Marciano, came over and raised a family of seven children through the Depression and worked, in a rock quarry in New York. And that's not this generation.
Right.
And the stick is not going to work, and it's and by the stick again, of course, we mean by some sort of being abusive or threatening and stuff.
Well,
like
or just authoritative.
Authoritative.
I mean, somebody.
Yeah.
I say stack, and you say hi hi.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I was part of that. I grew up. I came of age in that kind of a management environment.
Yeah, and you didn't question it, right? You just did it.
Did not question. I said how high.
Yep. And that's just not happening. I mean, there was an old deal in our country, right? The old deal was you go to work for a company or an organization, and they would take care of you, and you would take care of them. And the new deal is there is no deal. And, right?
Yeah.
The new deal is there is no deal. And honestly, I think it started maybe 20 years ago or 10 years ago with organizations like Tyco when you had these terrible things happening, and people lost the trust and the confidence and the respect of the organization, and now it's really a downward spiral.
Well, in your book, you actually talk about what you call a respect model.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to us about that.
So, Jim, about 10 years ago, I was asked to give a talk to business owners, and my background, my specialty from Yale is in motivation. And I looked at all these different models of motivation that had been created, and I kept trying to get down to what's really at the core of it all. And what I came up with was this idea that fundamentally we just want to feel respected and respect the organization that we work with. So respect the organization, its mission, its vision, its goals, what we do, what the organization does. Respect the leadership of the organization. Respect the work that we do. respect our colleagues, and again, feel respected. And to the extent that that's true, people are really highly engaged, are really willing to go that extra mile. And as we begin to feel disrespected, or we begin to disrespect the organization, we disengage.
Well, you know, in those old days that we talked about a few decades ago, respect had a different connotation in those days, didn't it? I mean, respect, there was some element of fear. There was some element of authority. There was some element of, being compelled by the position that the person has that were components of respect, say, 20, 30, 40 years ago. Today, respect, those things I just mentioned have very little to do with 21st century respect, do they?
Yeah, I mean, position authority, right? And the respect that one had for position authority.
Mm-hmm. In the Army, we used to say, I salute the uniform, I salute the rank, not the man necessarily, something like that.
Yes, right, got it. And I think you're right. I think you just don't find that these days. And you, I was commenting to you before the show on your blog about customer service. I mean, the lack of respect that customer service representatives show toward their customers, it's just remarkable.
You're talking about the way people are treated today when they do business with someone.
Yeah.
How little it appears that the people who are taking your money actually want to act like they're grateful that you did that.
Yep.
Even though today we have more choices than ever before.
Yeah, it's really true. And I mean, one of the things that, you know, I work with a lot of small businesses, and a lot of friends of mine, own small businesses in town, and it's, you know, what is your competitive advantage? It's having, you know, your customer service agent treat your customers with respect. And it's really important, and it starts with, obviously, the leadership of that organization.
So you said you think we have a respect challenge in the marketplace today, whether it be inside the organization or the way we treat people outside the organization. You think there's a crisis in America in this?
I do, Jim. I think there's a crisis in America in respect in all kinds of ways. The lack of respect that our political parties have for one another.
Yep.
And so that they can't ever get anything done.
You think we've all become a bunch of narcissists, self-serving, self-absorbed, self-referential narcissists, Paul?
Well, you know, I don't want to go so far as to everybody.
Hold on to that thought. I'm gonna let you answer that when we come back after these messages. We'll be right back after these, folks. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. By the way, Paul, the book's called Carrots and Sticks Don't Work. What's the website?
www.paulmarciano.com.
Just like it sounds. Quick break. Stay with us.
I was a dandy, yeah, my kind.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.